Our second reading from Scripture today comes from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. It's actually one of my favorites. So all week we had kids all in this building, in the sanctuary, in the fellowship hall, in varieties of classrooms, in the grounds. All over there were kids who love superheroes. Jumping around the church, excited to talk about one of their favorite topics during our Hero Central VBS. They've been sporting their superhero t-shirts all week, their bathing suits, their capes, their towels, anything that could show off some of their favorite gear. Some even brought, like, masks. Kids love superheroes. But it's not just the young, you know, children of all ages. My husband and myself included. How many of you are superhero fans? Yeah! With all the Marvel and now DC comic blockbuster movies, it's almost a cultural obsession. We look toward these super strong, super fast, uniquely talented individuals and are captivated by how they use their strength or power for the good of all. Especially the weak who can't fight for or defend themselves. The underlying battle of good versus evil plays out in each storyline, and there's rarely doubt that the superhero will come out on the side of good. I find it interesting that our culture, which is predominantly non-religious and post-Christianity, has this obsession with the characters that resemble our understanding of God. When things go wrong, when evil is making itself known in the world, we look to the skies for Superman or Iron Man or Wonder Woman to swoop in and help make everything okay again, to save us from the evils of the world and keep us safe. While society creates these fictional superhero characters to look up to, there was a time that people turned instead to God or their understanding of God for this ultimate protection and care. Our Old Testament is full of superhero language used to refer to our God. In the Psalms, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Corinthians, into the New Testament, among many others, we hear of God as our hope, our strong deliverer, the defender of the weak, the comforter of those in need, and the giver of strength. In some of our early biblical stories, God's character almost becomes tangible. A being that walks alongside us, who speaks clearly with a chosen few, like Abraham and Moses, Isaiah and Jeremiah, and acts out justice and even vengeance through war, weather, and natural disasters. In the Old Testament, God is almost a person, is personified. In this morning's psalm, we heard, "Those who love me, I will deliver. I will protect those who know my name. When they call to me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. And in Isaiah, we heard, God does not faint or grow weary. God's understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. My friends, this is superhero language. Our Bible shouts out to us, God, the one who created us, will be the one to swoop in and save us. The one to give us strength, to enable us to make it through the challenges we face. It won't look like Thor or the Hulk swooping in at just the right moment to rescue us from danger. It might even be hard to see or imagine what this kind of salvation looks like. But we're promised it time and again in Scripture, that God will be there to lift us up. Lincoln Brewster, a contemporary Christian musician and songwriter, wrote a song called Everlasting God, all about God's superhero qualities, if you will. Interestingly, both he and his wife suffer from a chronic fatigue syndrome and often struggle with mind and emotion numbing, fall asleep on your feet, physical and mental exhaustion. Does he wish and pray for relief from his chronic fatigue? Every day. But he wrote a song that communicates his experience with God as that one who will not faint, the one who will not grow weary, and that our strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. Our God's superhero action is sometimes as basic as giving us the strength to endure what we thought would defeat us, helping us to see light and hope in the midst of darkness and despair. It might not be the salvation we are wishing for, but it will be the help we need to get through it. The superhero movies and comics that we all love have, or many of us love, have a few things in common. They have these super amazing characters coming just the right time to fix all of our problems. They make the world right again, to fix the mistakes that we've let grow way out of proportion. The new Wonder Woman film in theaters now is no exception. Its storyline is based in the early 1900s, as World War I is preparing to come to a close. I'm not going to give it away, I promise, but the theology and the battle of good versus evil is really well done in this movie. I do encourage you to see it. A male colleague of mine, a pastor friend, posted on Facebook after seeing it that he was actually in tears on and off throughout the movie for a variety of reasons. He reflected, first, there was definitely something groundbreaking about a woman in the leading role of a blockbuster superhero movie. I knew I was witnessing something special. I was deeply moved on a gut level and tearfully celebrated the empowerment of women. I also saw a different picture of God. She was unwavering. She was protective. She was beautiful. She was a fierce warrior. She fought valiantly for the helpless. She was compassionate. Since most of our images and metaphors of God have been male, it was great to receive another visual metaphor to add to the unending theological conversation about the image and character of God. Even as she helped us visualize a more expansive image of God, the Wonder Woman character throughout the movie realized that one person, one hero, not even a god, can swoop in and fix every problem of the world. Diana, or Wonder Woman, as we have learned to call her, reflects that our humanity is so interwoven with both dark and light, right and wrong, good and evil, that we need to choose for ourselves which will rule our own heart. Toward the end of the movie, she says this: "I used to want to save the world, to end war and bring peace to mankind. But then I glimpsed the darkness that lives within their light. And I learned that inside every one of them, there will always be both. A choice each person must make. Something no superhero will ever defeat. And now I know that only love can truly save the world." Only love. It is love that helps us make the right choices in our lives. It is love that inspires us to care for the weak and poor, to seek peace and justice, and to fight for what is right. This love can truly save the world. And that is at the heart of who our God is. Ours is a God of love, a God of compassion, justice, and care. It is God's love that fills us and empowers us to live out the good in the world, to choose what is right. Our God of love is and will always be the ultimate superhero of our lives, and will call us to reflect that love back out into the world. May God's love give you strength when you are weary, hope when you despair, and courage to live for what is right. Amen.